And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you in studio today. And joining me now in studio is the city manager of the city of Coffeyville. We have Mark Hall in studio. And good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, and it's always great to be here.
It's always good to have you in today. And, of course, we have a city commission meeting tonight starting at 6:30. Quite a bit of new business here on the agenda. But first, of course, one of the first things is the consent agenda, basically the city paying its bills off, pretty much.
That's it.
And then there is a special presentation coming up, the announcement of the anticipated Kansas Health Championship Award.
Yes, and this was a outside group, and it'll be explained more at the meeting, but they championed through to obtain a grant for the improvement of Coffeyville and others. There's other counties that do receive this, but it's very few. And so that'll be kind of a big presentation. I don't want to give too much because it's just kind of a surprise.
Right.
So it'll be a good thing. But this was an outside group from the city that worked very hard and to do something to make Coffeyville better. So I'm just excited that we're getting a part of it. We didn't have to put in all the hard work. They did, but it is something pretty special. So
absolutely.
Stay tuned. Watch tonight. It'll kind of explain it a little more.
Absolutely. And then we'll get to our new business today. And, of course, the first one is for some playground equipment.
Yes. This is a donation by GRDA to the city for the children of Coffeyville. And this is we've had some others, but we're improving our parks. And our goal is to make a park system in future years that are second to none in Southeast Kansas. But this is a donation. It's a partnership, and it'll be the playground. New playground equipment will be in Feaster Park, so that'll be coming. There'll be more when we get that up in the future. There'll be a picture moment that we'll take with GRDA. But there's also tonight at 5:15 in North Park, we had a donation from CVR and for the children of Coffeyville.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be the official, I guess, opening of it's been up.
Right.
And kids are already enjoying it. So, but this will be the official, and that'll be at 5:15 at North Park. It is one of those that, like I said, our goal is in the coming years is to improve our park system, not only with equipment, but, you know, trails and that. The Parks Board is working towards that. Making the quality of life in Coffeyville that much better. So if you just want to come out, I know the sun's not shining,
right,
and it's a little bit cold, but that'll be at North Park at 5:15.
And I use LeClaire Park's trail around the lake quite a bit. So,
oh, yeah.
So I love going out there, put on the headphones, and just taking a walk around the lake a few times.
And
so,
we keep on clicking our shoes together, I guess, as Dorothy and sitting there saying there's no place like Coffeyville. And that's what going into the future, those are the goals as the city and the city commission to make the quality of life better in Coffeyville. So
absolutely,
we're excited to get this kind of started, partnering with businesses and doing great things for the children of Coffeyville.
Absolutely. Also going on, let me see, I gotta find, okay, there's a resolution to approve the project list for the airport capital improvement.
Yes, and this is submitted to FAA. It kind of outlines our projects going down the road that we would like to accomplish out at the airport. It is one of those. It's for their consideration. We submit it. There's certain things, and that'll lead into the next item is first the commission for their consideration is approval of the project list. Then if the commission approves that, then we go to the next one, and that is a consulting which would do the engineering necessary for FAA, and that's with Lochner, and they are a engineering firm that primarily, one of their biggest, they're huge, but one of their areas or focus is airports across the country. And then that rolls in to the next item, which is we'd like their assistance in putting together a lighting project. So those three kind of all right. fold into each other.
Kind of go all to the airport, pretty much. They deal with the airport, basically.
You'll hear the word FAA probably several times during that time. But, of course, we roll into the next one, and we're excited about this. In the not-too-distant future, the City Commission, we're ramping that up, getting that ready. But the City Commission previously approved a housing department. Now, this housing department, I'll just take a moment. The housing department will be there for assistance. It is one of those. It's, we hope to someday be a HUD housing authority. But this is for all the phases of housing. It is for low income. We will be working on. We will be working on middle income. We will be working with USDA. We will be working with the state. And also the HUD with the federal government. So we're going to go at this as it develops. I wish I could say we're ready at this moment, but it is coming. And it is one of those, we'll address housing across the entire city. We're not going to be focused on one aspect of housing. In fact, there is two houses being constructed and hopefully more. And that is great, but we do have two. History of this, we haven't had any new construction in the last 10 years. And so it is one of those in a bit tidbit. Since 2007, the flood plus dilapidated, you know, or we'll just say structures that were non-safe that have been removed. Since 2007, there's been 805 structures removed, and a majority of all that is housing.
Right.
So it is one of those. We have the opportunity, and we need to do something. So we're excited about sitting there and tackling this for the future. But the neighborhood revitalization is the city is cordoning off in different areas and different sections. And what that is if there's improvements done to the property, and it is as minimal as a 5%, but it is a tax rebate on that new construction. And that is, and it's kind of, there's a step-down process depending when they're zoned. I could talk for an hour on it, but it is if you're planning to go in and, you know, take something and renovate it and this stuff, please talk to us. This might be an opportunity. What it is a tax rebate, and your new taxes after you're done and complete, there's a percentage in things that are done. They're rebated back. So when you pay taxes on doing this, instead of us keeping them and everybody else keeping them,
right,
you could get them back. So
hey, that'd be a good thing.
I was going to say, so if you're thinking about something major or doing some reconstruction in the future, and this is not a remodel, this is reconstruction, mm-hmm. You know, it might be worth as we go forward, and this is a step approving it, is to talk to the city. So we're going to start getting into that as we go down the road. We're excited. We're getting the personnel. We're you know, office, this kind of things. And we're already reaching out and talking to, like I said, the USDA, HUD, in the state of Kansas. We're looking at possibility of doing things, even local incentives. So we're going to get a running start at housing and get excited about it and start doing some things. So.
All right. And some good stuff there.
That pretty much gets us done.
Yeah, it does. So, again, and then you'll have, of course, a general staff and board report minutes after that. But, again, that meeting is tonight, the commission meeting. And if anybody would like to come and check out the meeting, how can they do that?
I tell you what, if you're needing assistance, if you go to the east side of City Hall, you'll see a sidewalk that walks down, some ramp type sidewalk. It's a single door. If we'll go through that single door and you turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. If you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the commission room's going to be. And that starts at 6:30. The public is always welcome. We still do social distancing and we mask. And that is, we understand that the public can watch us and this stuff. It is, we appreciate everyone working with us through this pandemic. I commend the commission. They wanted to stay open. And, you know, we had, and it was sometimes kind of different, but we still had where if somebody had to come to the commission room, there was at least someone or the commission there all through this pandemic. We weren't one of those that locked it up.
Right.
So it is one of those. I commend the commission for doing that. But we're always like to see people. We always like to learn. If you have something, we're not aware about, come and talk to us. And it is, there's a comment period. We listen to the good and the bad, and it is one of those that the only way we can improve is to listen. So please feel free. You can even drop us a letter, or an email.
Right.
It'll be great to see people, and that's kind of it for what's coming tonight.
All right. Well, Mr. Hall, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again here in a couple of weeks, right before the next city commission meeting.
You bet. And it's always great to be here in Coffeyville. Stay safe. And this stuff, if you get a vaccine, great. It is coming. We understand there's always questions, but it is one of those. Please stay safe.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. You have a great day.
Thank you.